John Freeman took a gamble a few years ago. The 62-year-old retired computer analyst dropped his health care insurance because the high monthly premiums and a huge deductible were eating up his retirement savings. He hoped he would not need major medical care until he turned 65 and qualified for the government's Medicare insurance program. But last year, he had a heart attack. He was told surgery in his hometown of Reno, Nevada, would cost close to $120,000. Freeman felt he had two choices: use up all his savings or die.
I thought that the American medical system was going to take away my life savings and essentially ruin any prospects I had for a pleasant retirement after the operation.
So he did what hundreds of thousands of Americans do each year: go abroad for surgery. After some research, Freeman decided to have his operation done at the Anadolu Medical Center in a suburb of Istanbul, Turkey. The price? Just 15% of what it would cost in Reno. $18,000 all-inclusive except for airfare. Acknowledging that medical tourism is a growing industry because of lower medical costs overseas, both the American Medical Association and the American College of Surgeons issued statements that encourage patients to seek out the treatment that best suits their needs. However, both organizations also warn patients to make sure they choose certified doctors and surgeons at healthcare institutions that have met high standards of accreditation. John Freeman took that advice seriously when he researched Anadolu Medical Center.
When I first looked at the website, there's a logo that says affiliated with Johns Hopkins University, and I think that really helped my comfort zone, so to speak, for this, because I knew there was an affiliation with a well-known American hospital. I knew my doctor was in meetings with American doctors about things like heart surgery techniques.
Americans began going abroad for cosmetic surgeries such as facelifts, breast implants and reductions, and tummy tucks in the 1980s and 90s. Today, common medical procedures pursued overseas include cardiac surgery, knee and hip replacements, liver transplants, and dental work.
We have a problem delivering affordable quality health care in this country.
Walter Huberex is the CEO of WorldMed Assist, the medical tourism provider that helped John Freeman find his surgeon in Turkey. He founded WMA 3 years ago to offer ailing Americans accredited and affordable medical treatment in 6 countries. Huberex, originally from the Netherlands, says all the hospitals affiliated with his company meet high U.S. standards, and many of their board-certified doctors and surgeons trained in America.
What we try to do is for each hospital that we work with become the number one or number two provider of U.S. patients, so that we really can build a very good relationship with those hospitals and make sure that the patient benefits from that.
John Freeman can attest to that. He says he received professional surgery and excellent care from attentive doctors and nurses.
If one can say that about such an essentially unpleasant thing, I actually really enjoyed the whole experience. And the price was very good. I got it done and can still have a retirement.
Walter Huberich says WorldMed Assist has successfully sent several hundred patients abroad for medical treatment at a discount. WMA is one of a growing number of companies providing this service. But medical tourism is not for everyone. Prospective patients must be fit for travel. The cost must make economic sense. The length of stay should be relatively short, and follow-up care must be predictable and fairly brief. That's the challenge John Freeman faces: aftercare. Now that he's back home, his doctor wants him to take some expensive post-operation tests. But still without insurance and feeling okay, Freeman says he doesn't want to spend the money. That attitude concerns neurosurgeon and Harvard educator Dr. Teo Forsh-Dagi, who oversaw the writing of the statement on medical tourism for the American College of Surgeons. Dagi stresses that overseas medical treatment is not for routine or ongoing health problems. He notes aftercare is of concern to both the ACS and the American Medical Association because follow-up is rare.
So what you get may be cost, but what you give up may be the ongoing relationship, the communication, the follow-up care. things that traditionally American patients have held very dear.
Seeing growth potential in medical tourism, many major American healthcare insurance providers have started pilot programs that offer overseas coverage. If a subscriber can get quality care for less overseas, the companies calculate they will have to pay out less money in reimbursement. Medical industry observers expect an exponential increase in medical travelers as continuing costly health care at home drives more Americans to seek services overseas from the growing medical tourism industry. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.